The Raiders need a new stadium, and they're going to be visiting with any city that is interested in them and offering the prospects of a new stadium. So it's not surprising at all that they'd visit with San Antonio, but we'll see how all that develops.
How do you feel about the potential of an NFL stadium, Oakland or otherwise?
Well, it's a question of where's the best place. So that's how I would look at it. So it depends on what the options are.
Do you think ultimately Los Angeles is the place the league would like to see the next move?
Well, you know, they've only been looking at it for, what, 16 years. So I guess it's no surprise. But there's some activity in Los Angeles, but there's been activity for a number of years. And, you know, the question is, you know, when are you going to get the proper results?
You've obviously made inroads down in San Antonio. Does that affect any thoughts you have about a team being there in terms of Texas popularity, that sort of thing?
Well, we have a growing fan base there, and it's going to continue to grow. And, you know, if there was a team there and we were over there playing, I think half the fans in the stand would be ours. So, you know, it'd be a difficult situation, I think, for San Antonio. But we'll wait and see how all that plays out.
Does this concern you, Bob?
No, I'm not. I'm not concerned about it.
Is there room for three teams in Texas?
Well, again, it's a question of what the options are. What are the alternatives? I mean, if that's the best option, you know, then something might happen there. But if there are other options that are better, it's not a question of whether Texas could support three teams. It's, you know, where's the best place for that team to be. Well, I think any of the owners are, you know, it's a difficult situation. We were blessed here in Houston in that I think the city was ready for a team. They were ready to support a stadium. And, you know, thank goodness we built a stadium for, what, $435 million. And these other stadiums now are coming in at $1.1, $1.2, $1.3 billion. So, you know, we got the best bargain of anybody in the league. I don't think there's any doubt about it, and it's a great asset of the city.
Do you think San Antonio could support an NFL team?
Well, you'd have to do some market research on that to see what level of support might be there. You know, they've got a great owner in the Spurs and Peter Holt, isn't that right? Mm-hmm. And he's done a great job over there. And the city has supported them. When you start getting more and more major league teams, you start having to spread that support out. And so you have to look at what level of support is there and is there enough for two or three teams.
Will you get involved in any of the conversations with the league about such a move? Will you be active at all in this?
Well, the finance committee has to approve it. And I'm chairman of the finance committee, so I guess I would be involved.
Bob, very little. This thing in Oakland pursuing, is it very in the very, very, very early stages from the league's point of view?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It's very early. And, you know, they've been looking at other alternatives, and they've been negotiating in Oakland. And who's to say that they might not get something agreed upon there? But they do need, they need a new facility.
Is that an NFL caliber stadium?
Well, I think I'd look at the facts. And, I mean, I wouldn't oppose it just because they're in San Antonio. But, you know, I'm in favor of doing what strengthens the league and where it makes sense. We need to have strong franchises. We want it to be a competitive league for a long time. And to do that, you got to have strong franchises wherever they are.
Bob, is that
last one, guys.
Quality stadium, the Alamo Dome?
Would it be a quality stadium?
Yeah.
I haven't really looked at it, but it's been there for a good while, and I don't know whether that would qualify or not. Perhaps it would, but I haven't checked into it.